jangling. You can almost feel the holiday seasonings coming upon you, even if you are a Grinch, even if you are a Scrooge, even if you aren't even Christian or Jew or Muslim. Somehow, the silent and humid darkness manages to creep in between everything and affect you. In between the jangle bells that jingle the nerves, the jingle bells that jangle the nerves, the electronic carols, the lyrics about people longing for another time, in between the strains of escalator music, down under the heat vents outside the big stores where street people huddle to suck up the warmth, deep down into the basement where newborn puppies try to open their eyes and figure out what's for lunch, down under the cars where mechanics probe oil pans to ready the metal monster for its annual homeward trek. You can smell spices, even if they aren't there. You can feel the cotton snow on your fingers, even if it is only Alabama 80-degree cotton snow. You can glimpse, in the eyes of overstimulated kids, the anticipation. Just how will Grandma like the crayoned gift you've worked on? Just how does that fat guy get down a chimney when there's no chimney in a trailer or an apartment or a housing project? The season bears down on you like a heavy, warm comforter. And despite the nervous merchants, the hassled sales clerks, the commercials and billboards and ads, despite the lost gift lists and the "just one more item I gotta get" panic, despite the sure knowledge that the season isn't the same for everybody, you can still pick up from the very chilled breath puffs in the air the spirit that you now need to get through and muddle by and tread softly past your troubles, hoping that they won't grab you till after the first of the year, at least. Here's to all the people who'll try to find, with a little help from anybody who's paying attention, some solace and a small joy or two, even if they are inside a jail, rec-hauled in a nursing home, lined up at a soup kitchen, a bed in a hospital, lonely and alone in a Rolls Royce, with no friends to be found. Even if they are in a joyous state of collapse, let's hope they find some comfort in knowing that the world is full of people who, despite the oncoming disasters that we can all dream up, are still able to pause once in a while and find peace, even if it has to be deep inside rather than outside and in plain view, even if it's just 7 times a day aimed toward Mecca, even if it's for a brief moment over a cup of coffee before the happy young savages attack the Cheerios, even if it is just for a brief and godlike moment behind your tightly closed and wishing eyelids.